Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, All Things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, All Things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, as we head into this Memorial Day week, I'm surprised you're even working today.
So am I, Hannity. I'm surprised I'm even working today. There's a lot of news, though.
There's a lot of news. I mean, I guess the big news politically of the day is Ron DeSantis making his announcement, official announcement. He's running for president. He's doing it on Twitter. From a media standpoint, I find that a very interesting strategy. I'd love your take on it and your take on the race.
Okay, so DeSantis is smart to do it on Twitter. He's going to build his base around there. He's got a relationship with Elon Musk. He's going to get interviewed on Twitter by some guy who's an internet guy. He's not a journalist. There's no threat. DeSantis will be able to say what he wants. Then he'll probably go on Fox News after that. DeSantis has got it laid out. One thing I don't know him, by the way. You know him a little, I guess, but I don't know him at all.
No, I've known him for years. I've gotten along with him for years. I think he's done a good job as governor. As a matter of fact, I think he's done a great job as governor. I don't like that him and Trump are fighting this early in the process. I wish everybody would focus on the people destroying the country.
Yeah, but you know how politics are. I mean, Trump sees DeSantis as a threat, so he's gonna go after him. But the other thing, I agree with you that Florida has been run very well, and there's no two sides to that story because it's gaining so many people moving there. So, you know, stuff is going right.
By the way, you're even beginning to crack. You once told me on this radio show years ago you'd never leave New York.
That's a wealth tax. I'm going where you are. In fact, I'm going to camp out in your backyard because I know you have extensive properties down there.
I do.
Yeah, as well as Guatemala and.
No, I don't have anything in Guatemala.
You're a big real estate guy. But anyway, look. About DeSantis is that his campaign is very well organized, and they passed this thing in Florida. This was great. It used to be you couldn't run for president or senate or anything while holding a state position, you had to give up the position. Well, they snuck it through in April, like, but we're going to make an exception for president or vice president. So DeSantis is clear. He can keep.
I don't think they snuck it through. They had a Republican majority. It was very public. They did it at the end of April, which was the first real indication that he was going to get in.
You know what that's all about. But anyway, I don't think DeSantis can beat Trump head to head unless the Trump campaign blows up because under legal pressure. So DeSantis knows that, and he's running as, you know, a default position. Now, Tim Scott, I don't know him well. I met him a few times. Incredible personal story, and has taken that personal story of him and his mother living in poverty, and then him raising himself up with the help of his mother, who he was very smart to introduce to the nation in his announcement. And then if you look at his Senate record, not a colossal record for 10 years in the Senate, but he did some good things. And I think that Scott knows he isn't going to win the nomination, but I think Trump may put him on the number two. And I like.
So you're very confident that Trump is going to win the nomination.
One on one, Trump against any Republican in the country right now, Trump wins because the MAGA people are so loyal and motivated. You have to understand, most people don't vote in the primaries, but the motivated MAGA people will. And it's all about motivation in the primaries.
There's certainly a lot of hostility towards Governor DeSantis online. There's certainly been a lot of aggression from President Trump. And I've asked him about this in my interview. I think I asked him a very simple question. Okay, Ron DeSantis, you guys were friends. What happened? And he answered, and his answer was that he felt that it was disloyal because in 2018, he endorsed him over Putnam in the primary, for governor, and that jump-started his campaign. And he really had to go in hard in the general election in 2018 to bail out both DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. They won very close, narrow races. But then I would argue from DeSantis' point of view, you know, he got the ball. Trump helped him get the ball. And then he did a good job. And I think Trump's feeling is, well, you wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for me. What do you think of Trump's argument?
I understand it, and if I were Trump, I would probably feel the same way. I don't think I would attack DeSantis like Trump is doing. I think I would say, look, it's hard to be a governor, but it's incredibly hard to be a president. I've already done it, but Ron DeSantis has no track record in international affairs. He's not the deal maker I am, and I don't know about his macroeconomic view. That's what I would do if I were Trump, rather than to say he's de-sanctimonious or whatever this other stuff is. But Trump is a street fighter. That's what it's worked for him his whole life. And that's what he's going to do.
You mentioned earlier the legal hurdles he may face. I don't know why. I have a very bad feeling. I think his legal issues seem to be on the verge of getting worse, and that would be the issue in Georgia and Fannie Willis and Fulton County, and the phone call to Raffensperger. I've read that phone call, Bill. I've read the full transcript. Take it in context. You can't pull out one line and say that he said just find 11,000 votes. That's not what he was arguing. It was a lot deeper than that. There was a lot more context and texture to that. Then you have this special counsel. You know, and from what I'm reading, I mean, everybody and their mother is, you know, going in and testifying. I'm not sure where that's headed, but it doesn't look good.
All right. Number one, with all due respect to Fannie, that's a bogus case. It's not going to hurt Trump, even if she does indict him. It's just a nuisance case.
Okay. So you got Alvin Bragg, another nuisance case, but the jurisdiction is New York. You have Fulton County, Georgia. You know, I lived in Georgia 4 years. Not a county, if you're a conservative, that you want to have a trial in. Then you have Washington, D.C. I can't think of three worse venues for Donald Trump to be dealing with legal issues.
Did you read my column on Sunday entitled Fear the Walking Trump? If you didn't, you need to read it because you'll enjoy it. Number one, it's on BillO'Reilly.com. Fear the walking Trump off the program. Fear the walking.
I don't know how I missed it. I get up every day and the first thing I do is go to BillO'Reilly.com.
And I know you do. And thank you for doing that. But I lay out all the things that you're asking me here. So MAGA voters are, none of this is going to affect anybody who is supporting Donald Trump right now on May 24, 2023. None of it. Okay? Because they know that the establishment is after Trump. They're trying to destroy Trump. If the establishment used half of the energy to go after President Biden, he'd be out of office now. Because he certainly was involved in influence peddling while he was vice president. There is no...
You see, this is where the country is going to get very, very, very divided. Because we now know the FBI put their cinder blocks on two presidential elections in a row. I don't think you disagree with that, do you?
Absolutely. The corrupt FBI has besmirched the reputation of that industry, and no one can defend it.
Nobody. And what they did by meeting with big tech in the lead up to 2020, that's example number two. And, you know, God only knows what they're planning for 2024. My point is here is if he's dealing with a multitude of significant legal issues, like, for example, they set the court date in New York for March 24th, Bill. That's right in the middle of the primary, for crying out loud.
Political, but again, everybody knows that. And I'd be surprised if Trump's lawyers can't get that changed and delayed. It should happen earlier. They don't need all that time. They could have this trial in November. But it's nakedly political. This judge in charge, he hates Trump. That judge should recuse himself immediately. And everyone knows this. You can't defend it. Even, well, MSNBC, they're like the Russian media now, so you have to just discount them. But even CNN, I mean, their commentators, they have a very hard time defending any of this. But the wild card here is the special prosecutor, Jack Smith. And as I write in Fear the Walking Trump, Smith has to bring charges against Trump, or his reputation in Washington, D.C. is finished.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com as we continue.
The information you need, the truth you demand. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. All right, more with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. How come we never hear about the special counsel appointed to investigate Biden? I never hear a word one about this guy.
I don't think there is a special counsel.
There is a special counsel investigating the issue of documents for Joe Biden. We never hear his name.
Isn't that
pretty amazing, right?
I don't know if he's under the aegis of special counsel. I think that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has launched an investigation. But you know, Merrick, it was a quid pro quo.
No, they appointed a special counsel, Bill.
Do you know?
I forget. I mean, we've never heard of him since he was announced.
But I heard that Merrick Garland wouldn't investigate unless he could drive the Corvette for a weekend.
I don't blame him. By the way, Bill, if you like cars, and I'm not a big motorhead, but a lot of my buddies are. And I know you and your buddies love to go scuba diving. My friends love cars and Harleys, right? So the best car, and I got to get one, I want the new Corvette Z06 with the Z07 package. And I'm on a lot of lists, but I haven't been chosen yet. Now, you'll be proud of me. I did have a dealer offer to put me on a VIP list, meaning that I would get preferential treatment. I said, no, I don't want that, because that means I'm taking that car away from somebody that got on the list ahead of me.
Very humanitarian. I mean, is this a midlife crisis for you, Anthony, that you got to get a Corvette? You know, the old guys with the comb over?
Well, what are you driving, a Hyundai, or what are you driving?
I got a five-year-old Cadillac.
I've driven Cadillacs my whole life, Escalades.
Great car, but the reason I keep it is it's got a tape deck.
Oh, come on. You can get a tape deck put in anywhere.
But so I can play the oldies.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy's name is Robert Herr. I just pulled it up as we were talking. Yeah, Garland announced the appointing of the special counsel to investigate Joe Biden and his classified document issues.
Right. Well, thank you for telling me that. I should have known it, and I didn't know it because it's gotten zero news coverage.
I haven't heard his name since the day he was announced.
No. I mean, but again, Smith is the big kahuna here. And Smith's personal reputation is on the line. He has to bring something. But there's a dilemma, because if he brings it against Trump and they don't bring it against Biden, then everybody just blows up again.
All right, I got to ask you another question. I got to change gears here, okay?
Yep.
So you can keep up with this, right?
I hope so, Annie. I am aging on this call.
Well, we're all aging on this call. We're aging every second, Bill. All right, so what does Bill O'Reilly do on a long Memorial Day weekend? What are you going to do this weekend?
Okay, so I've got one of the urchins.
Oh, boy. Why do you call your children urchins? Good grief.
Look the word up. They fit the description.
Oh, man. By the way, I know something great happened with your son. I'm not going to talk about it. But I know you're very proud of him, and congratulations.
I don't mind people knowing. He got all on his own. Got into Oxford. He's going there. But this ties into what I'm doing on Memorial Day weekend, because he's got to get a job. I said, look, I know you're going over to Oxford, and you're going to go to France. And
he doesn't need a job. Why don't you let him enjoy the summer and cut the crap?
You worked in the summer. I worked in the summer. He's working in the summer. So he's got a really good job out on Eastern Long Island, and he's got to go and train for the job. So I'm going to oversee, you know, make sure that he...
Oh, good. By the way, you're not going to treat him like you used to yell at your staff when you'd have topic meetings, are you?
Yes, I'm going to yell.
By the way, so we were in the beginning of Fox, and Bill O'Reilly had his team next to my team, and Bill would, like, sit in a circle with his team, and everyone had to pitch him stories, and he goes, that story sucks. That's just awful. What are you thinking? Next. You know, he'd go to the next person. I'm like, man, that's rough.
Now you're distorting. We made fun of them if the stories were ridiculous. And
But it could have been their most ridiculous item of the day, Bill.
Sometimes we used it. But as you know, Hannity, my staff was very loyal to me.
No, 100%, and there's you train some of the best producers in TV. There's no doubt about it. I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
You are a TV savant. I am not. I will say that. All right, Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, have a great holiday weekend. Again, congrats on your urchin son. He's a great kid. I've met him, and we appreciate you coming, Bill. Thank you.
Have me. See you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Our friend Judge Jeanine Pirro will join us in just a second here. Want to remind you, when's the last time, you know, the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, we're going to give you a free phone? Okay, that sounds great until you read the fine print, because they usually come with hefty activation fees and four-line requirements. And then, of course, the binding contract that goes on for years. Look, don't fall for it again. Remember, my friends at Pure Talk, they use the same exact 5G network, the same exact cell towers. The average family gets the same service, and they're saving close to $1,000 a year, and many families are saving much more. It's the exact same service. And only Pure Talk right now is offering to give you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone, and they don't have all the strings attached. Sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for only $55 a month. You'll get your 5G Samsung Galaxy absolutely free. Now, that's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of what these big carriers would charge you. And you will have the same and most dependable 5G network and cell towers available. Anyway, make the switch. They make it simple. They make it easy. And just dial #250. Say the keyword save now. That's #250. Keyword save now for the exact same service. Money in your pocket. And if you want, you can get the free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone. She's one of my favorite people at Fox, and I do have some favorites. I get along with everybody. I'm pretty lucky in that sense. Also a co-host of the hit show, The Five, which is doing amazing. And we've been friends a long time. Well, she did attack me once, and I found out about it, but I didn't get mad. Judge Jeanine Pirro is back with us. She has a brand new book out. It's called Crimes Against America. And this, by the way, this is an important book that everybody needs to get a hold of. The left's takedown of our republic. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. You can get it at Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com and bookstores everywhere. If you want a signed copy, it's judgejbook.com. Judge, how are you? You're one of my favorite people at Fox.
You're one of mine, too. And the truth is that you and I have been pals for 100 years. And you know what? We've watched each other age gracefully.
Thanks a lot, Judge.
I'm a lot older than you, so stop it. I can say that. But yeah, we've been friends for a lot of years. And the reason is I think we share a lot of the same beliefs. And that is that America is one of the greatest, is the greatest country on earth. And we don't want anyone taking her down. We want America to continue to be a reflection of that shining city on the hill that Ronald Reagan talked about. And you and I every day talk about how the left is taking it down, how the Hate America group is literally taking us down. And, you know, whether and I see the meeting in Chicago, the people in Chicago are livid about what's going on at the border. Or whether it's a Durham report that came out, we find out that Hillary Clinton is the one who made up the Russia collusion delusion that had us as Americans at each other's necks. Look, we've got to protect this country. We've got to do everything we can to make sure that those leftists who want to make America last, who want to shut down fossil fuels, who want to make sure that we're on our knees now, in addition to OPEC, to China for electric vehicles, that all this nonsense stops, and to stop the fentanyl and everything else. But it is a nightmare.
You know, I want to bring people back a little bit and for them to understand your career as a prosecutor, your career as a judge, and now on, you know, the top rated cable news show in the country, which is The Five. I mean, it's an incredible story and journey and success. And I'm sure you never thought all these great things would happen to you. But, you know, what I love the most about you is you are a fierce, fierce advocate for people you care about. And in cases that you were involved in bringing real justice to, you go all in. You don't go halfway.
Yeah, well, you know what? I learned a long time ago that, you know, you don't take any prisoners when values and when people are at stake. And so as a young prosecutor, I started the first domestic violence unit in the nation when no one was talking about battered women and abused children. And the thinking was that if a woman were battered, chances are, you know, that she probably did something and she deserved it. And so, you know, there were a lot of social...
I mean, what are we talking about? Fred Flintstone and the Stone Age and Barney Rubble, Bam Bam? I mean, that sounds insane to me.
But hey, in 1978 in California, there was a law in the books that it was only illegal to beat your wife if you did it after 10 p.m. And the thinking was that it would disturb the public quiet. So, yes, I've tried cases. I was a litigator. I was the first woman to try a homicide in my county, which is a very affluent suburban county of a million people outside of New York City. And, you know, they just didn't think that women could go for the jugular.
I can't believe that. And I mean, honestly, I mean, I that's shocking to me. As late as 1978. All right, I want to talk to you about something serious. I brought this up on TV last night. By the way, you were great on TV. You were on fire last night.
Yeah, I was pretty angry. Go ahead.
No, you weren't angry. You were passionate. There's a difference. Like when Jesus, you know, overturned the money changers in the temple, I think it was righteous indignation. I don't think he was angry, although people portray him as angry. That's not how I read that. But, you know, rightly so. What frustrates the hell out of me, Judge, is every problem we're now facing as a country. We don't have to have open borders. We know how to solve that problem. We know how to solve the issue of law and order. That would be refunding the police and getting rid of these insane no bail laws. Every problem I see is preventable. It's not that complicated. But we have half the country that's buying into this crap.
What it tells you, Sean, is that there is a part of this country, and it begins at the White House, that believes that America should be last, that doesn't believe in America as the number one superpower in the world, that isn't concerned about that. And that's why I wrote Crimes Against America, the left's takedown of our republic. These people, they want to put us on our knees to OPEC. They want to put us on our knees to China. They want to make sure that more people keep coming in, 5 million during the first 2 years of the Obama administration. It's expected that 10 million more will come in. We don't know who they are. I want to know who's a pedophile, who beats his wife. I want to know who's an MS-13 gang member, you know, who's a terrorist. They're letting them in, Sean.
There's no vetting at all. There was no, they weren't even COVID testing in the middle of a pandemic or... You know, we had a vaccine mandate. They didn't have a vaccine mandate. They got preferential treatment, free phones, and free transportation to any state in the continental U.S.
And then we put them in our schools, and then we tell our kids you can play on the streets. Half of the hotels in New York City, 50% have illegals in them. And our veterans, I mean, they're committing suicide every day. They come home with fewer limbs than they started with. And in Crimes Against America, I talk about where...
How are they getting away with this? I thought we were a nation governed by our Constitution and a rule of law. How are they getting away with not enforcing the laws of the land?
It starts at the top. It starts with Joe Biden, who is an incompetent, cognitively impaired individual with the leftist Marxist. Do you remember Barack Obama? He's a student of Marxism. He talked about the fact that he was going to fundamentally change America. He's going to transform America. The meritocracy is gone right now. People get a trophy for showing up. Forget about winning. They don't believe in capitalism. Young people buy socialism. It's because of the indoctrination in the schools. And but for COVID, we would never have known about the indoctrination of the schools. And how dare you try to convince a little child that maybe they're not the sex that they were born with? How dare you try to show them books and show them how to commit oral?
By the way, these are young kids we're talking about, and they're doing it without parental consent, and they're, you know, they're circumventing parental values.
And they're doing it to make in a way where they're making sure that they're telling kids, don't tell your parents. That's why in Crimes Against America, I outline all of the outrageous behavior. The book is an indictment. It starts with an opening statement, and it ends with a reflection of all of the institutions that have been taken. Amendment, 51 intelligence agencies, shutting down freedom of the press. A sovereign nation. We're not a sovereign nation. We're simply a globalist landing spot with benefits. And in terms of the Department of Justice, there is no justice. There is dual system of justice. Police have been defunded. They've been demoralized. This is not the America that my father and grandfather fought for in World War II. We've got to get it back. And the first way to get it back is to get the Marxist, leftist, so-called progressives, George Soros-funded prosecutors who want to prosecute a good Samaritan who is a person who has made a decision to help people on the to help people on his subway car.
Well, I mean, that's, by the way, a good point. By the way, we're speaking with Judge Jeanine Pirro, my friend and colleague from Fox. Her new book is out, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. If you want a signed copy, judgejbook.com, a special website that you've set up here. I've never been, and I said this to you last night, I have never, ever been, and I started in radio before you were born, in 1987. I have never been more concerned about the future of this country. And it's not about my future. I've had a great life up to this point. And I hope I have a much longer life. But you know what? I've been blessed beyond. It's been an undeserved journey for me as far as I'm concerned. But I worry about your grandchild. You have a granddaughter, I believe. I worry about my kids and maybe one day their children. And I really think we are so far off course. And here's the point that we're at is, you know, how do you reconcile with a group of people that want open borders versus those of us that want law and order at the border and want to secure the borders? How do you reconcile with people that want to defund the police and no bail laws versus those of us that see law and order and safety and security as a prerequisite to pursue happiness? How do you reconcile the need that is a reality that we need fossil fuels, it's the lifeblood of the world's economy, with those that want no domestic energy production and would rather make Venezuela, OPEC, and Iran rich and Russia rich? How do we reconcile these differences, Judge? I don't see a middle ground. It doesn't exist.
You know what? They divided us. Hillary Clinton made the decision to divide us, and she was very successful in doing that with the Russia collusion hoax. But there is no reconciling it. And you know what? I don't need to reconcile it, Sean. We don't. We're Americans first. The way we handle this is we make sure that the law is followed. You know, you follow the law or else there's a consequence. As long as the left is in power, as long as the Democrats under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who is a joke, are in power, there will be no FBI that is true to its mission of fidelity and honesty. There will be no honest prosecutors like the progressive ones who let the criminals out of jail and tell the victims, yeah, you had a bad go of it, too bad, deal with it. We've got to be in a position where people understand the importance of electing people to the school board, importance of electing DAs, and that's why I wrote the book. It's all in the book, Crimes Against America, that you can get at judgejbook.com. It's all in the book. This is a takedown of our system. And
I read it cover to cover. You're right. This is an indictment against the direction this country is now headed, and it's not good.
It's terrible. The footnotes are there. You've got all the facts and figures. If everybody knows, by the way, Sean, you can't afford to buy groceries the way we did 3 years ago. Everybody knows that we can't afford to take in another 10 million immigrants for the next 2 years. Why is Joe Biden doing this? Why did it take a year and a half for the guy to even have the word fentanyl fall off his lips in the undeclared war that China has declared on the United States, where Mexico is a middleman putting the fentanyl in the drugs to kill Americans, 100,000 a year? Why is all this happening? Because the left and people who hate America are in power. And until parents recognize it, and they did in Virginia, they did when the head of the Department of Justice comes out and says parents are domestic terrorists. How dare
you? All right, then let me ask you this, because to me, the only way to solve these problems is we've got to change course. The only way to change course is for Republicans to get back the White House and the House and the Senate. How do you see this nomination process going?
Well, look, you know, we're fortunate on the Republican side. We've got a lot of people to choose from. There's a lot of good people in there. And in the end, we will find someone. And then the left is going to have a hissy fit. If they want Joe Biden to run, God bless them. Keep him in there. Don't impeach him. Let Kamala be the insurance policy that we need to not impeach the guy. And let him to continually decline in front of our eyes. And I think that a Republican will win. I think Americans are tired of the invasion. They're tired of the cost of living. They're tired of the fact that they're afraid to run, to walk the streets, the very streets of the sidewalk that they built. I mean, this is backwards. We are not protecting Americans anymore. We are not protecting the first order of government, which is the protection of its citizens. And until we do that, until we get these people out of office, it's not going to happen. And then we better make sure. And by the way, when McCarthy was being selected as Speaker, I was glad there was a lot of pushback. I was glad that people, you know, put their foot in the ground and said, you know what? And I love Kevin McCarthy. I think he's great. But there are certain things we got to be clear on. We either do something and do it strongly and firmly and without any kind of apology, or the America that we know will be gone.
The book is called, you're going to love it, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores all across the country. If you want a signed copy, it's judgejbook.com. I read it cover to cover, Judge. It is a stinging indictment against the direction of the country, and I hope it wakes people up. I really do. Congratulations, and thank you for being with us. I hope people get a copy. They can read it this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Father's Day gift, too. Sean, I love you.
You're the best. All right, Judge Jeanine, thank you.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.